This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Hi, I'm Yang Wang. I'm a blogger, disability advocate, and immigrant social innovator. Join me to explore challenges and changes in our community on Kelly and Ramya.
Yang, this is really a cool conversation based on an experience you had, and the essence of it is you want to share tips on how to order food at Chinese restaurants. So where is it all coming from?
It came from a eating out event I organized last month. Mm-hmm. We have this blind women's group, a very good group. In the group, each member takes turns to organize an outing, usually to a restaurant of their choice. So last month, it was my turn. So I invited members to come to Scarborough, to a very good Chinese restaurant. That was on St. Patrick's Day. Mm. It was a little bit travel for many members who lived in downtown area or in the West End. But there are lots of authentic Chinese restaurants in Scarborough. And
I'm kind of curious when you talk about making the choice where you're going to go and the authenticness, and I'm sure there's some bravery in the group because obviously every place you go to it, whether as authentic as it might be, you know, somebody might not like something and that's okay. So you guys sound like an adventurous kind of group, but is there a particular thing that you would tell an audience member listening in to know who says, you know, I'd really like to try that authentic, what do I look for?
Yeah, so that's the Chinese restaurant I like. So I think that gives some
hint. That's good enough.
authenticity. And Scarborough is heavily Chinese populated. Right? Right. So there's supposed to be a lot of authentic Chinese restaurants here. But some people, they would hesitate to come because it's too far away for them. But I would encourage, like, if you want to have really like a good Chinese restaurant that Chinese like, then probably it's worth the traveling. And that's how much people in Scarborough every day travel to work in downtown or
that's
in the
right.
East End. How much time
we do the most
on the road, right? Every day. So help us to get the subway lines extended to this end of the city.
Toronto's been a bit stubborn.
PSA. It's a public service announcement.
Toronto has been very stubborn at putting the subway out that far.
I mean,
must be the rock underneath Scarborough.
Scarborough
make it
is
hard.
Incredible for authentic cuisines, though. Just, you know, all kinds of cuisines, little hole in the walls, not even always big sit-down restaurants, but there's a lot of good cuisine here. So what is it? What is it like to dine authentically at a Chinese restaurant? Tell us.
So in a Chinese restaurant, and actually at the table in each family life, a dish is always designed to be shared. So in a Chinese restaurant, when Chinese gather in the Chinese restaurant, they order together. Yes, you order something you like, but at the same time, you also take into consideration of what other buddies at the table, their choices. So at the end, you together would get a variety of dishes, and usually from these categories, like meat, if you're not vegetarian. Like beef or chicken or fish or shrimp, lamb, you know, that's one category. And it will come like a big portion, all meat in different cooking, right? Like cook in various ways. And another category is vegetable. you order, like, it comes all vegetable. And the starchy food, that's rice, noodle, or dumpling sometimes, and soup. If you are keen on having some soup, it comes in a big bowl to be shared, usually. Nice. So basically, they are the four main categories. But some people would like some appetizer or a drink or, you know, dessert. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about the main course for a Chinese meal, it consists of a variety of dishes from these main four categories. You order, then you get to taste different, a variety of food. Mm-hmm. And from mm-hmm. each category, and they provide balanced nutrition. And usually you share the bill because you order for yourself and for everybody else. So everybody, you know, share the same food and they share the bill. So that's nice. That's how the Chinese would order. And that's the way you get the best out of Chinese cuisine.
Yeah, it sounds like a way to get a lot of variety, right? And give you experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How did the group do managing in there? And again, you guys have done this before. Is there any tips that we should know when, especially taking a group?
Yeah, it's because many times I see people, because it's very different in the Western restaurant. If I, you know, have the right impression, there you order for yourself. You order a steak and it comes in a plate for yourself together with some vegetables and maybe mashed potatoes. Or if you order pasta, it's all belong to you, right? Mm-hmm. If people want to share, they may share. But basically, right. It comes in a plate just for you. And it's very individualized and very neat and convenient, I would say, but it's just not the way you would order in a Chinese restaurant if you really want to, you know, like eat authentically. I mean, order authentically. Right. Yeah. Many times I see people come to a Chinese restaurant and they, you know, let's say that's too troublesome because people have different tastes and they probably have allergies or some cultural religious reasons. So some people don't eat pork or beef. Some people don't eat shrimp. And how are we gonna, you know, order something for everybody? Mm-hmm. It's a very demanding task. But I would say, if you would like that takes some willingness to cooperate and takes a little bit longer time, maybe because you don't only order for yourself, you need to take consideration of other choices, to be aware of other choices and intentionally to order varieties,
right?
All the same. But people, when they order for themselves, like in their usual way, they often order, like everybody at the table order something from the starchy food group. So say one order, oh, I'd like some rice. The other, oh, I'd like some noodle. So everybody order this starchy food and they don't get to the main course of other categories, meat or vegetables. Mm-hmm. Well, the starchy food, they will come with a little bit of vegetable, or a little bit of meat, but they're just like side dishes. They're not, if you only order this, you only get a very portion, like very small portion of that main course. You don't get the full main course. I always want to encourage people to order like the Chinese. When you're in a Chinese restaurant, And because I was the host, so and my friends, they're very nice. At one point, I said, "Ah, this is too difficult," and you know, I don't mind just order my own stuff.
Yeah.
But I give them gentle push. I'm like, give it a try, and we can have a lot of varieties. That would be way better. At last, we managed it. So we ordered chicken fried rice with some eggs and vegetables. We ordered dumplings and seafood noodles. And someone ordered the chicken. So that's just a lemon chicken. And I look at all these and I choose some vegetables because I saw, there were no vegetables. So I ordered from vegetable category. I ordered snow bean leaves and also tofu. So we had five people at the table, and the staff, the restaurant, Asian Legend in Scarborough, their staff were super nice. They explained the menu patiently. And when they served the food, they helped us. So they, get the portion onto everybody's plate. Mm-hmm. And whenever they observed, whenever your plate was empty, they would come up and ask you, like, what else would you like? So that was very helpful. Mm-hmm, very nice.
And how did that contribute, Young, to the... Mm-hmm. concept of tipping then? Because you mentioned the staff and you mentioned, you know, everybody splitting or collaboratively ordering and eating together. So the intention is that we're all doing this as a big group thing. So how does it work? Or is there some cultural significance when it comes to the bill and to the gratuity?
So usually people live with 15%, 20% tip, right? Mm-hmm. And at the end, because every one of us was very happy with the food, they're delicious, and the waiters, they were really nice. So we decided together that we wanted to give a 20% tip. That's what we did. So all the dishes, there was a cost, and add on that 20% the tip, and all together, and we split evenly between the five of us. And so including all the dishes and the drinks and the tea and, the service, everybody paid $29 something. So less than $30 each person for a really enjoyable dinner.
And a lot of food, and certainly enough food. Wow. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it was beautiful.
Variety of food.
Wow.
Yeah. So everybody was happy.
Young, thank you so much for this. Not only are we all hungry now, but we've shouted out Scarborough so everyone can visit for lots of great food options and cuisine.
Yeah, welcome to Scarborough.
Uh-huh. But very insightful, and I'm glad that it was a successful outing for your group. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We'll chat next month.
Join me every couple weeks for the Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther podcast, where we learn about outdoor tech and tips. Plus, we look at news affecting the environment. AMI's Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther is available from your favorite podcast provider.